Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ken McCracken about TrekFest. My first question is simply, what are you most excited about for TrekFest?
It's just going to be an outright blast. I don't know. We've got all kinds of good things going on this year. We've got, you know, the pet show, trivia contest, kitty parade on Friday. We're going to have a movie in the park, Big Hero 6. We're going to have sky watching with the amateur from Cedar Rapids. That'll be over at the school. And, of course, carnival rides will be there. That's all just on Friday night. And then Saturday, we're just going all out. We're going to start at 7 a.m. with a 5K race. Which basically, it says 5K race, 1 mile fun run, and then we're also going to do a volleyball tournament. We're going to do a parade at 10 a.m. We've got sci-fi swap. We got the kids' face painting, pork ribeye meal. Bob told me the apple pie. You can't miss that. That's some of the best pie I've ever had. 12 p.m., we got Tom and the Tribbles, which is a nice bluegrass folk singing type thing. Really cool. Then we got the scholarship award. We'll have the Enterprise mission. It's basically a big Star Trek scavenger hunt. That's a lot of fun. They basically run all over town for that one. Federation Games is pretty much just for the kids, and then they get to test some of their skills out. Of course, there'll be the Star Trek Videothon in the barn as usual. Costume contest, I'm looking forward to that because I love to see all the different costumes people come up with. Last few years, I've come up with some really unique ideas to do, so I'd like to see what those are doing. We're going to have the weightlifting contest again, and I'm not sure if there's a tug-of-war or not, but I'm sure we'll find a rope around here somewhere, probably. There'll be bingo in the community center for the elderly or anybody who wants to get out of the heat. There's Kitty Tractor Pull. There's a Bill Riley's Talent Show. Golf Cart Rodeo. Now, that's going to be something interesting because it's a two-person team event. One person is blindfolded, and they're the ones driving. And then we got the Demo Derby at 5 p.m. on Saturday. And then the Rider Company Band will start at 8. And then, of course, we got our famous Stumptown Shooters Fireworks.
Is there anything in particular that's new this year?
It's really new. Not really new this year. The movie in the park is kind of a new trial thing we've been doing. Everything else is pretty much the same, I believe.
Do you expect any of the Star Trek actors to make an appearance this year?
We do not expect any at this time. We have had some people say they might stop down and check in with us, but they haven't committed to anything.
So this year's TrekFest is celebrating 50 years of Star Trek, correct?
Of course, that's our main theme this year for the parade is 50 years of Star Trek. And we're also probably going to have a small memorial or recognition of the new Chekhov passing away.
Anton Yelchin, correct?
Yep.
Anything else about TrekFest that you'd like to let people know about?
Just come out and have a great time. It's a family-friendly event.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Ken McCracken. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.